Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
So we heard a snippet from the Rebbe after that great encouragement. Before that great encouragement that we just heard, we talked about or touched on Shabbat Hagadol, which means the Great Sabbath. And Reb insisted everyone should have an idea of what it is exactly. There are two major elements to this Sabbath that are so important. And I was going to give the larger parsha today, but I think we've sort of run out of time. But thank goodness, because that word of encouragement is certainly welcomed by everyone. Baruch Hashem. But the reason this day is called the Great Sabbath is because it's the time in history that the Passover lamb was taken into the homes of the Israelites in Egypt. The lamb was actually taken into their homes, and they had to live with the lamb for 7 days before it was sacrificed. That doesn't really sound like a great thing at all, does it? When you think that a family took in this little lamb for 7 days, had it lived with it, fed it, took care of it, cuddled it, was close to it, and then it was killed. Can you imagine the reaction of the children? The children of the children of Israel, who got to know this beautiful lamb and cuddle it and fed it milk and food and, you know, took care of it, only for that lamb to be sacrificed, and not only sacrificed and eaten whole, but its blood was to be dashed upon the doorposts of the house. Can you also try, I mean, we live in the world, we have a world around us, so we have an Egypt around us. Consider how the Egyptians felt when one of their sacred animals was being taken into the home of the Israelites. And please remember that the Egyptians viewed herders, cattlemen, sheep farmers, goat farmers, etc., that they viewed people who practiced animal husbandry as a almost like a, I don't know, a nomadic, dirty people. That's how the Egyptians viewed them. You didn't come in contact with animals unless it was a sacred animal and only in certain events, okay? So they saw the Hebrews that they disdained for their culture of living on the land, but which God had blessed. They couldn't work it out that these people were actually bringing their sacred animal into the home, taking care of it and loving it, only to kill it. And who planned to spill the blood on the doorposts of their home. It actually sounds like, instead of a great Sabbath, it sounds like quite a horrific one. What it was going to lead to. Yes. And no. And I say no for a reason. We as believers, we as disciples of Yeshua, we as messianics, as Christians, as children of the kingdom of God, people who have died in his crucifixion and are given eternal life through his resurrection, are to understand the lesson of the Passover lamb more than anyone. I do not believe in orthodoxy of any kind, whether Christianity or Judaism, that it can be truly appreciated and understood. Because, you know, we're 7 days away from the Passover of the Lord, when he gave the wine and said, "This is my blood," and he gave the bread and said, "This is my body," and we had to consume it whole to be part of what he was about to accomplish. We can't get to that place unless we've welcomed him into our home, unless he's been living with our family, and we've been intimate and known him. You don't just enter into the crucifixion and resurrection of the Lord and take the Lord's Supper or communion or, you know, the blood and the body without first having a relationship with Yeshua. That's crazy. Who would do this? Otherwise, you're not taking the body of the Lord at all. You're not in the new covenant unless you have come into a relationship with him already. You don't enter a relationship when you take the bread and the wine. That relationship has to exist already. You have to have come in contact with him and known him. And this is the point of the Passover lamb coming into the house of the Israelites today on this Sabbath. They had to know that lamb. They had to take care of that lamb. It had to be part of their family and part of their life before it was sacrificed to save them from the angel of judgment. And they had to consume every part of it as well. And you can't get any more intimate than that. And this is the intimacy and the relationship that we have with God now because of Yeshua. Because we invited him into our home. He was brought into our homes, into our lives, into our hearts, into our minds. Then, being that close, we can partake of his sacrifice and his everlasting life. That's why this is called Shabbat HaGadol, the Great Sabbath. It brings us back to square one, and that square one is, as we've just heard from Rebbe and friends overseas, that a relationship, the deepest, most intimate relationship that is strange to the Egypt of the world, that is not understood. I know, with respect to the many Muslims who think relationship with Jesus and taking him into your heart, this is somehow perverse. And as we're told, Greeks view it as foolishness. To them, they want philosophy and someone you can just learn from and become wise. We have an intimate relationship. That's what I have to say about this Sabbath, Shabbat HaGadol. And I will just quickly touch on a few points of the Parsha and Haftarah for this week, because we've run out of a little bit of time. But this Parsha involves the 7 day, I use that word, there we are again, we're at Shabbat HaGadol, 7 days until Passover. This Parsha talks about the 7 day initiation of the Levitical priests for the first time. And they go into the tabernacle and into the temple, and they see God in essence face to face, spiritually. And they stand before the ark and they learn all about the sacrificial system. They learn how to open up the divine gateway. They know how to use the Urim and the Thummim on the shoulders and the breastplate of the high priest. How to record God's answers coming through the Hebrew letters that are inscribed on the precious stones of the earth. They learnt how to walk with God and in the deepest spiritual relationship with God, how the physical could mold with the metaphysical. And that is our relationship with Yeshua. This Parsha is all about that 7 days of initiation. And it's repeated again in the New Testament. In most Bibles, you'll see it under a header called the Transfiguration. And Yeshua, 6 days before the Transfiguration, took his big three and his disciples away from the people and took them up the mountain, up into the wilderness. And during that period, at the very end of it, on the seventh day, he transfigured before them. And they also saw Moses, and they also saw Elijah. And God spoke out of the heavens, "This is my son, listen to him." They heard God speak face to face. What the priests learnt in this Parsha, within the confines of the Mishkan or Tabernacle or Temple, Yeshua did on top of the mountain as the Temple of God, bringing his disciples in to become that Temple of God, that human structure, which is what we are supposed to be, and God manifested himself in the midst of them one-on-one so intimately. So that is the third lesson of this Shabbat. Having that relationship, but understanding our part in that relationship, our part in the sacrificial system that has been done for us. Our part in that and in the resurrection is a calling into a heavenly priesthood. And whilst we read in the Torah that it was only the Levites, we also hear before the Sinai covenant was enacted that it was all Israel, and all the nations who were attached to Israel, other slaves in Egypt and so forth, that came up out of Egypt with them, that took part in that system, that sacred sacrificial system, by taking the lamb into their homes and slaughtering it themselves and putting the blood up on the doorposts themselves. There were no Levites to do that for them. Every human family that was allied to God and to the house of Israel took part in a very priestly act. Then Sinai is given. Then the Levitical priests are the Levitical family of Levi are chosen to do that on behalf of everybody else. But it's God's intention that all humankind join into that relationship with him and are called into that priesthood. As it is said, you will be a nation of priests and a holy nation. And we read throughout Hebrews that we who are in him eat of heavenly food from the heavenly altar that the priests of this world have absolutely no right to. So 7 days before the Passover begins, and we walk through that. We're on Friday night. We walk through the crucifixion and the death, and we don't celebrate over that, but on the third day is a resurrection day. Historically, the resurrection day, the day the Lord Yeshua was resurrected, that'll be the sixth. So keep that in mind. The new heavens and the new earth are actually the foundation for them, begun next week. A hole in space-time was punched when he was crucified, and a new foundation stone was literally built on that day. Mm-hmm. Keep that in mind. Those 2 days ago are so significant, but the next 7 days are all about each of us as individuals connecting in our divine relationship with God and taking up our calling and responsibility as priests as we enter into what God has done for us. On that note, Shabbat Shalom.